Adventures in Wild Space. The Escape. It is a time of darkness. With the end of the Clone Wars and the destruction of the Jedi Order, the evil Emperor Palpatine rules the galaxy unopposed. Far away, in the unknown regions of wild space beyond Imperial borders, Milo and Lena Graf accompany their explorer parents on their expeditions. As the Grafs scout a remote and unmapped swamp world, the shadow of the Empire draws ever nearer. Chapter 1. Marshfields.
Milo? Can you hear me? Come in, please!
Lena Graf's land speeder kicked up marsh water as it sped across the swamp. Skim snakes the color of rainbows burst from the heavy canopy above, spooked by the engine. Through gaps in the branches, Lena could see that the sky was darkening, the emerging stars obscured by thick clouds.
Mistress Lena, came a clipped voice beside her. Your parents won't be happy if you and your brother are still out after nightfall.
I know,
Lena snapped back, trying not to take her frustration out on C.R. Adar, the family's droid. She thumbed the comlink on the landspeeder's steering column.
Milo, where are you?
There was no response. Lena threw the landspeeder around a vine-covered tree, nearly sending C.R. Adar tumbling from the ramshackle craft.
Careful, Mistress Lena.
I've told you 100 times, Crater. Lose the mistress. It's just Lena.
Yes, Mistress Lena.
There was no point arguing with C.R. Adar, especially when she had a missing brother to find.
Beep, beep, beep.
A tiny red light blinked on the dashboard's locator screen. A smile spread across Lena's face.
There you are!
It was a homing beacon, transmitting from Milo's speeder bike. He'd complained when their mom fitted it, but she'd insisted for good reason. 9-year-old Milo was always running off. It wasn't that he was particularly rebellious, but he had definitely inherited their parents' natural curiosity. Oryk and Rissa Graf were interplanetary explorers, cartographers who'd spent the past 15 years producing maps of wild space, an unknown cluster of star systems on the very edge of the galactic rim. It was the only life Lena and Milo had ever known. They had been born on the Graf's starship, the Whisperbird, and had been growing up exploring strange worlds ever since. Lena wouldn't have it any other way, but could do without having to search for her younger brother every 5 minutes. It was always the same. They'd make planetfall, and Milo would be off, hoping to discover a new species and become famous. His expeditions usually ended up with sprained limbs and a lecture from Dad, although they knew he was secretly proud of his kids' misadventures. But this trip was different. They'd brought the Whisperbird down to this seemingly insignificant planetoid and set up camp in the middle of a vast rock-lined plain.
You two stay close to camp,
Oryk Graf had said.
There's a storm brewing and I don't want to have to chase after you when it hits.
Milo had disappeared almost immediately, and Lena received an urgent holo message just a few hours later.
Need your help. Come to the swamp now.
But where in the swamp? According to the bird's first sensor sweep, the marsh fields were huge, covering at least 2/3 of the planet's surface. This was typical of Milo, to get so excited that he forgot to give basic information, like where he was.
Mistress Lena, the signal!
I see it, Crater,
Lena replied, watching the red dot trace across the screen.
Almost there.
Ahead, the landspeeder's floodlight glinted off metal. Lena slowed, bringing the craft to a halt. Milo's speeder bike lay on its side in shallow water.
Well, that's not going to help the paintwork,
C.R. Adar scolded as Lena leapt from her seat and splashed over to the abandoned speeder. She tried the bike's controls. They were dead. No power at all. What had happened here? Had Milo crashed?
Master Milo,
C.R. Adar called out.
Where are you?
Crater, shh,
Lena hissed.
This place could be crawling with razor bores.
Well, excuse me for trying to locate your wayward brother,
C.R. Adar replied haughtily.
I just assumed that's why you dragged me out into this abominable swamp. For all we know, Master Milo is up to his neck in a sink bog.
And if we're lucky, we'll lose